afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of General Paul Selva, the commander of Air Mobility Command, we welcome you to this afternoon's concert. Your Air Force Band of Mid-America uses the power of music to inspire, to communicate, and to honor this great nation we serve. I'm Technical Sergeant Johnny Kukon, and it's my privilege to be your announcer for this afternoon's concert. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your United States Air Force Band of Mid-America. And now, please welcome to the stage the commander and conductor of the Air Force Band of Mid-America, Major Christina Moore Urrutia. We meant to do that. We timed that perfectly with the bell. We didn't mean to do that one, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad to be able to be with you today. You know, whether we're on deployment, boosting troop morale, and building international relationships through music, or here in East St. Louis High School performing for you, we are proud to be able to present this concert as a demonstration of the excellence found throughout the Air Force. Our nation is made up of very different peoples that come here from all over the world, and like a work of art, create a beautiful mosaic when viewed as a whole. A unifying symbol of our great nation is the American flag. So let's open up today's concert by honoring our nation's flag. As Senior Airman Carmen Imborski joins us on stage, please stand for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and rose stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the
we would like to pause to pay respect to two individuals this afternoon. One, Captain Brandon Sear, who was one of the four crew members killed last week when the aircraft they were on crashed in Afghanistan. And the other, an East St. Louis High School student, Tremon Davidson, who was killed 2 days ago. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. The first piece on our program was written by Morton Gould during World War II. American Salute is based on the tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again that was made popular during the Civil War. The Band of Mid-America is pleased to continue a proud military band tradition dedicated to all the men and women who are currently serving in the United States Armed Forces, including our faithful civilian workforce. One of the greatest things about the United States Air Force is the excellence of the men and women who wear the Air Force uniform, serving in over 140 career fields. Whether they are providing convoy security and joint operations or flying humanitarian relief to those in need, Our airmen provide excellence in all that they do. One example of this excellence is Technical Sergeant Stephen Sharp. As many of you know, Sergeant Sharp grew up in East St. Louis and graduated from Lincoln High School. He remembers a very special teacher, Ms. Joan Brown, who taught him music when he was in concert choir and swing choir. He said Ms. Brown had a powerful influence on him because she always made him strive for perfection, even when he didn't want to. And today he is still using things he learned from Ms. Brown in his own productions company. Sergeant Sharp joined the Air Force after high school to get a secure job and money for college. He describes himself when he joined as a little rough around the edges and that nobody could really tell him what to do. The best experience he has had in the Air Force is watching himself go from that point to growing up to being a man. After 14 years in the Air Force, he has been stationed at 3 bases, including one in England, during which that time he was able to travel all over Europe. At Scott Air Force Base, he works as a supply computer operations supervisor where he maintains the supply computer systems for 34 Air Force bases. These systems keep track of all inventory, parts, repair needs, ordering, and receiving of supplies. He likes his responsibilities because the job has broadened his horizons, and he really enjoys working with computers and doing computer programming. One of the most meaningful days in his career was when the Iraq War had just begun. A plane needed a part right away in order to complete a mission. Then, Airman Sharp rushed to get the necessary part and get it to the plane. What he did not know at the time is that aircraft was headed into Iraq to medevac injured military members to Germany, where they were to receive life-saving medical treatment. He said that day and the experience of helping save people's lives was a turning point in his life. He received an achievement medal for his efforts, and he decided to re-enlist into the Air Force for another 4 years. Technical Sergeant Sharp intensely wanted to be here to talk with you today. He wanted to let you know that the only thing stopping him from being here is that he's being deployed tomorrow. Sergeant Sharp asked to tell you this piece of wisdom. Set a goal for what you will do after high school, then make a plan of how to reach that goal. Let's have a hand for Technical Sergeant Stephen Sharp. And now, to demonstrate a little of his own Air Force excellence, is our euphonium player, Staff Sergeant Eric Spinelli. Sergeant Spinelli joined the Air Force in May 2001. He earned a bachelor's degree in music performance from Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York, and a master's degree from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. He has performed with the Cincinnati Wind Symphony, the Harvey Phillips Tuba Company, Mr. Jack Daniels Silver Cornet Band. Staff Sergeant Spinelli has chosen to perform Italian composers at Ermanno Picchi's virtuosic masterpiece, Fantasy Originale. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Staff Sergeant Eric Spinelli.
Thank you.
Our American Mosaic includes successful leaders from places such as here in East St. Louis. One example is Officer Lavelle Shepherd, who is a police officer in Dallas, Texas. After Officer Shepherd graduated from East St. Louis High School, he joined the Army because it provided him a job, a challenge in life, cash money for college, and the opportunity to serve his country. He served 4 years in Texas as an Army specialist who worked on the Patriot missile launch system. He said the Army gave him the opportunity to see different places and meet new people from a variety of backgrounds. He also said his experience helped him with his current job as a police officer because it taught him structure and discipline and how to be both a follower and a leader. Here at East St. Louis High School, Officer Shepherd was in the chorus and swing chorus, and he is still using the skills he learned at this school as a member of the Dallas Police Choir. Officer Shepherd received some invaluable heart-to-heart advice when he was 18 years old from an Army lieutenant. The lieutenant told him, "Things may be tough, but don't quit and don't give up. Have the attitude that no matter how hard it gets, finish what you started. Then no matter what path you choose, this will help you to be a better adult." Officer Shepherd wanted us to tell you on his behalf that if you choose to aspire to be something, have a you can do attitude. The substance of who you are is magnified in a positive way when you take on challenges in life. Special thanks goes to one of the Band of Mid-America's family members, Curtis Griffin, an East St. Louis High School graduate who is married to one of our rock band vocalists, Airman First Class Joanne Griffin, because Curtis put us in touch with Officer Shepherd. Let's have a hand for East St. Louis High School's own Officer Lavelle Shepherd.
How are you guys doing today? Oh, come on now. How are you guys doing today? There we go. So how many of you have military in your family? Okay, good, hands down. How many of you have been involved in some kind of a military ceremony, whether you went to one on a base or something? Good, excellent. All right, so today is a special day in the life of one of our airmen here on stage. We have the opportunity to re-enlist our airmen every so often. They choose to sign on the dotted line and say, yes, I'm going to give 4 more years of my life to the United States Air Force. I know when I was getting ready to join the Army, it sounded like a tremendous amount of time. I joined the Army, and I was in the Army as an enlisted person for 8 years before I joined the Air Force as an officer. And when I was first signing that dotted line, it sounded like an eternity for where I was doing. But now, looking back, that time goes by so quickly. So we have a Staff Sergeant Derek Hinderleiter who's going to join me on stage. He wanted to do this, yeah. He wanted to do this re-enlistment ceremony in front of a bunch of witnesses, and I think we found one or two, if you guys don't mind participating with us. So the re-enlistment ceremony is very special. When we raise our right hand, we don't take an oath to defend a person. We don't take an oath to defend a part of the country. What we do is we take an oath to defend the Constitution. If you haven't had a chance to read our Constitution, I highly encourage you to read it. It's not a very long document, but it really talks about what it means to be an American and the value of freedom. That is something that we often take for granted living in this country. So I want to take an opportunity, and Derek has asked to have you all join us. So if you would please stand. If I can get... So what happens with a military ceremony is you have to come to attention. When you come to attention, that means that you don't talk. So we're going to do this together. Derek, come a little closer so we can get a little microphone here, okay? All right, very good. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your full name.
I, Derek Benjamin Hinderleiter.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And that I will obey the orders.
And that I will obey the orders.
Of the President of the United States.
Of the President of the United States.
And the orders.
And the orders.
Of the officers appointed over me.
Of the officers appointed over me.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, sir. Staff Sergeant Derek Hinderleiter. All right, have a seat. Sergeant Kukan, let's carry on with the show.
As we turn to the jazz portion of our performance, we wish to acknowledge a few jazz greats who from East St. Louis who pursued excellence in their craft. These people strove for perfection and worked very hard to fulfill their career goals. Terrion Gully, a drummer and composer, is a formidable name in contemporary jazz and R&B. He went to college and, like most of the members of the band here, earned a bachelor's degree in music. Russell Gunn is a trumpet player and composer who went to college on a full music scholarship. He has sidelined with jazz artist Branford Marsalis and R&B artists CeeLo and D'Angelo. Montez Coleman, a drummer, also earned a scholarship to college. He now lives in Belleville and performs all over the world with such giant names as Roy Hargrove and Wynton Marsalis. Perhaps some of you have met Wynton Marsalis, since, as you know, just 2 years ago, East St. Louis High School Jazz Band was selected as one of only 15 jazz bands throughout the U.S. to play with him at Jazz at Lincoln Center's essentially Ellington Jazz Band Festival in New York City. Who are some of the musicians out here in the band? Got a couple. We're truly honored to be able to play for you today, and we want to applaud you, all of the students here today, on your hard work and accomplishments. Now our jazz band, Shades of Blue, will perform a piece for which Diane Shore and the Count Basie Orchestra won a Grammy. Please enjoy our performance of Traveling Blues.
And I've sung with lots of bands. I've played in those big cities where they book those one-night stands. I'm lonely and I'm weary. I know the scene so well. The blues have come to get me and to drag me down as well. But I keep traveling. What have I got to lose? To keep the blues out in the street cries that haunt my troubled sleep. But I keep traveling. Oh, what have I got to lose? Keep traveling, trying to unravel all my mirror, and I ask myself, who's that? left behind a good man whose face I can't recall. And yet I love my old man. No, no man's been loved at all.
Piece is Hands Across the Sea. It's a perfect march to capture the essence of our mission at Scott Air Force Base. We are a part of the Air Force called Air Mobility Command, and our mission is rapid global mobility. Air Mobility Command fuels the fight, delivers hope, and saves lives. We can get personnel and equipment, including humanitarian relief supplies, to any location in the world within 24 hours. We stay pretty busy. In fact, on average, we start to fly one mission every 120 seconds, which means during the course of this afternoon's performance, Air Mobility Command will have begun 25 missions to protect our freedoms and offer relief to those in need. And now, please enjoy the march penned by the President's own Marine Band conductor and our nation's March King, John Philip Sousa's Hands Across the Sea.
Thank you.
During this time of sequestration, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Mark Welsh, urges us to make prudent choices to ensure that the Air Force is able to unleash the full potential of air power. The source of Air Force air power is the fighting spirit of our airmen. Airmen are innovative patriots with strong character, a belief in respect for others, and a commitment to high standards. During this time of budget constraints, our airmen will continue to provide innovative ideas on how we can do things faster, cheaper, and more effectively while ensuring the security of our nation. For our next selections, songs by Adele need little introduction. Adele's first album came out when she was only 19 years old, and she has since won 6 Grammys. Please help me welcome to the stage Senior Airman Carmen Imborski to sing Someone Like You, and joining her on stage, Technical Sergeant Keisha Gwynn Gooden in Rolling in the Deep.
For Senior Airman Carmen Imborski, everybody. Come on, you know this one too, right?
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and lay me down in an hour of your despair. Think of me with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Come on now. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. Let me hear you, everybody.
The Air Force is powered by airmen and fueled by innovation. One example of this innovation is Master Sergeant LaRonda Harris, who works at the 375th Medical Support Squadron. In the Air Force, Master Sergeant Harris is the flight chief of the medical laboratories at Scott Air Force Base, where she oversees the daily operations of the lab, including all of their supplies and personnel. She loves her job and the opportunity to mentor young people and help mold them into successful airmen. Master Sergeant Harris grew up in East St. Louis. She played the flute at Lansdowne Junior High and graduated from Lincoln High School. Sergeant Harris was influenced to join the military after high school because her sister was in the Army and she knew the military could get her a great education. After returning to East St. Louis following basic training, Sergeant Harris said she felt different and had a new perspective of her environment. She feels the Air Force helped develop her own personal drive and initiative earlier in life than it would have been otherwise. Now she has been stationed at 5 different Air Force bases, including Korea. Master Sergeant Harris wanted to be here today to speak to you in person, but unable to attend, she sent this important message. I am an example of East St. Louis. I have friends that are lawyers and doctors. We all grew up in the same environment. It is up to you to be true to yourself and represent your environment. Be the example you wish to be in the world. If you see someone speaking or acting in a way that you don't like, be the change that you wish to see. Then the environment will have to change as well. I am proud to be from East St. Louis. And may I add, the Air Force is proud to have her in our ranks. In 2007, Jennifer Hudson, a native of Illinois, took home an Oscar for her film debut in Dreamgirls. The storyline springs from the Midwest portion of our American mosaic and mirrors the history of Detroit's Motown Records and the 1960s pop group, The Supremes. We are proud to shine the spotlight on Technical Sergeant Keisha Gwynn Gooden and Senior Airman Carmen Imborski as they bring you five songs from the Dreamgirls that will surely have you dancing in your seats.
His own special dream, and his dream's just about to come true.
Life's not as bad as they may say.
If you open your eyes to what's in front of you, will your dream girls, boys, will make you happy? Will your dream girls, boys, will always care? Will your dream girls will never leave you?
Listen, I am alone at a crossroads. I am not home.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go, darling. There's no way, no.
I'm not living without you. I'm not living without you.
So if I'm going to hold auditions, who's showing up? Yeah. Very good. Very good. Well, there are actually, there are a tremendous amount of jobs in the Air Force. This is just one of hundreds of different kinds of jobs, whether, you know, you're involved in technical things, if you like computers, if you like remote control games. God, that sounded old, didn't it? Remote control games, wow. If you're into technology, the Air Force is the place for you. So if you're interested in a job with the United States Air Force, I encourage you to seek out your local recruiter. There are so many benefits that the military has to offer. It will help you pay for school. How many of you back here had assistance from the military to help you pay for college? Quite a few, including myself. So if you're looking for a way to get to college, the military is a great way to do it. Well, at this time, I'd like to invite, please, Mr. Homer Simmons and Mr. John Barnes to join me on stage. Yes. Come on, sir. Where's Mr. Barnes? Is he right? Here he comes. Very good. We just wanted to take a minute to thank both of you for your help in making this concert possible. You guys don't know, but this is something that I've wanted to do for almost 2 years now, to get a chance to come here to perform for all of you here at East St. Louis. We're neighbors, we're right down the road from y'all, and we're just so, so grateful for your support in helping make this concert possible. We have some CDs for you. Please feel free to share, make copies. You didn't hear it from me, but make copies. These are free, we can't sell them, so it makes it difficult for us to be able to give enough, but please feel free to share them with whoever you think might enjoy them. And we also just have a picture of the band near the arch, just as a memory. We really hope, it's really for all of you, for all the students here at East St. Louis High School. Thank you so much for your support.
And on behalf of East St. Louis, the Board of Education, School District 189, we are so proud to have you here. Weren't they wonderful crowd? Give them another round of applause, please. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to a partnership, and we're looking forward to you coming back. Thank you.
All right, so how many of you, I asked you before, who had military, so I'm going to ask again, but first I want to see, how many of you have family members in the Army? Raise your hands. Very good, hands down. How many of you have family members in the Marines? Got a couple? Quite a few. All right. How many have family in the Navy? My goodness, quite a few. How about the Coast Guard? Anybody have family in the Coast Guard? That's usually a rare one. Yeah? A couple of you? Very good. Now, how many of you have family in the Air Force? Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a minute to pay tribute to your family, maybe even your friends who are serving. We always pay tribute to our veterans, and we also want to pay tribute to you guys because having your family away from home is really tough. And we really appreciate all that you guys do when you're having to stay home and your mom or your dad or brother, sister, someone is off serving their country. So thanks again for your support of the military as well.
When we get to your service song of that person in your family, feel free to stand up and, I don't know, clap for them. Like, be proud that your family's in that branch, all right? The first is Army.
We have fun.
and now the Coast Guard.
Civil War. It was a song that was used to rally the troops, to keep them with their focus straight ahead, to make sure that they defended their freedom. Later on, it was used in the Civil Rights Movement to help rally that cause and to ensure that freedom and equality mattered for everyone. And now, our nation has it as one of our most beloved patriotic songs. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll close, and thanks again. We hope you enjoyed the concert today. We're going to close with Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you.
Sir, we'll see you next time.